Well, Arthur Lynch, Fanage United manager. Arthur, another week, another big game. You must be getting used to these big cup ties.
I know. You know, it's nice at this stage of the year to still be in national competition, you know. So we're hoping for a good day and a good crowd on Sunday and give it our best shot, you know.
Before we get into this weekend's game, we spoke before your last 16 clash with Tramore a few weeks ago. You've come through that game on penalties. Now that the dust has settled, how do you reflect on that game and that performance?
I thought we deserved the result, to be honest. We really should have had a few in the first half that day. Look, Mark saved the penalty in the second half. Well, other than that, there probably wasn't a whole lot of chances. You know, there's not a whole lot between the teams, but they were a very good side. And, you know, we played quite well on the day and happy enough with the result just to get into the round we're in now, you know. But now, look, there's no taking away from Tramore. They were a good outfit. And we've done well to get through it, you know.
And coming through a good tight battle like that will hopefully stand to you this coming Sunday.
Ah, absolutely. You know, that's sort of what you want at this stage. And, you know, a few of them, it helps. It's in the bank, you know.
Moving on to Sunday's game, I'm sure the preparations have been much the same to that game against Tramore, and that, you know you're getting yourselves up for a big challenge against a good team that's fairly unfamiliar to you.
That's it. Look, you can do as much homework as you want or try and find out, but you know, you're not that overly familiar with teams from the other end of the country. But all we've been doing is, you know, similar to what we do every week and looking after ourselves and, you know, focusing our own game. So whatever comes. Look, we do have a wee bit of information, but as I say, we're more worried about ourselves than anything else, you know.
This time it's Fairview Rangers from Limerick, 9-time winners of the competition, making the long trip up to Tralee. You have been in good form recently as well. This has the makings of a really good game of football, Arthur, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's two teams that are going quite well at the minute. We're looking forward to it. Look, there's no doubt the pedigree Fairview have, but you know, we don't fear them. We'll give them the respect they deserve, but after that we'll go and play our own game as well, you know.
I heard you say after the last game that you hadn't practiced penalties. Is that still the case this time around?
Look, it's penalties, a lot of it's in the head too, so whoever's up for it and ready for it, you know, they're a lottery at the best of times. So I would like to get through it without penalties, but if somebody give it to me on penalties now and we get through, I'm happy enough, you know. Yeah. Whatever way it goes, we're going to do our best to try and get into the semi-final.
That's it. Am I right in saying you're in a good place now squad-wise? You've had some injury issues in recent weeks, but there may be a few faces returning to the fold this weekend.
Aye, look, there's always one or two, you know, but the majority of the players are back in there this last few weeks. You know, hopefully we'll have a full squad to pick from on Sunday.
Finally, Arthur, I'm sure it would mean a lot to you to lead Fannin into the last four of this national competition. It would be a huge achievement for the group should you just come out on the right side of the result on Sunday.
Listen, the work that these boys have put on over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, never mind before that, as testament, they stuck at it, you know, and times that we didn't have a lot of success, and it would mean a lot for me, for them, if you know what I mean, for them to get through another round. Look, they've had a good run on it to date, but you always want to push on and go another yard, you know, so I would love to see them through to the next round, and hopefully that'll be the case on Sunday evening, you know.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Arthur, and best of luck on Sunday.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mark. All the best.